The debate over prohibiting weapons in the House chamber split along party lines. Democrat Steve Shurtleff, the House's new majority leader and a former U.S. Marshal, said making the House a gun-free zone amounted to common sense.
This is the seat of our state government, but it's also a classroom for all of our citizens. And that's why I support the ban on weapons in this House.
But Republicans argue that barring lawmakers from carrying guns on the floor and citizens from carrying them in the gallery violates the Constitution. For Representative Bill O'Brien of Mount Vernon, who fought to lift a decades-old gun ban as House Speaker 2 years ago, this debate was also an early chance to criticize his Democratic successor, Terry Norelli.
If you know, Madam Speaker, this feel-good measure not only makes us less safe, it begs the question, after your promises to concentrate on the budget, jobs, and the economy, the first bit of significant legislation you bring forward is this radical gun control legislation.
The GOP-controlled state Senate has no similar rule banning guns, and the rest of the statehouse complex, including the legislative office building, is controlled by a joint House-Senate committee. For NHPR News, I'm Josh Rogers.